spent 37 years in cell block C, but the last three was right beside me. He had the only cell with a window, and man, that was something. 'Cause you know they don't call it death row for nothing. I used to ask him, hey, old man Johnson, what's it like out there today? I put my ear to the wall, and I'd hear him say, there's a fight in the yard. Wind's blowing dots, and it took five guards. The warden's got his keys, that's right, I heard they were setting McAnally free. Miller's out there preaching again, carrying around his Bible. The new guys don't know a knife'll fall out if he opens it too wide. It looks like it's gonna rain, looking through the pane of the window. One morning they called roll call. My buddy wasn't there. Did they set him free or sit him in the chair? I made a deal with the warden to move me over to his cell so I could look through the window that got me through 3 years of hell. I had just got settled in when an old friend of mine yelled, hey man, what's it like outside? So I shuffled to the window, finally saw what the old man saw. Just as pretty as you please was a solid red brick wall. So I said, they're playing poker in the yard. Winslow and Dotson smuggled in cards. They're letting old man Johnson out. He used to be in the cell that I'm in now. Miller's out there dealing again, carrying it in his Bible. Everybody knows he's liable to spend time in the hole if he gets caught. Here they come to take him off. Yeah, you're liable to see just about anything looking through the pane of the window. He spent 37 years in cell block C, but the last three was right beside me. He had the only cell with a window, and man, that was something. 'Cause you know they don't call it death row for nothing.
That was Jamie Lee Thurston and The Window. You are tuned into the Whiskey and Cigarettes Show in the company of your Cabo Casanova, Romy the Rodeo, and the Italian DJ Nick. And my people, it's truly an honor and a pleasure to welcome back the show after way too long, the one, the only, Jamie Lee Thurston. Hey, Jamie, how are you? And welcome back.
I'm great, Nick. Thanks for asking. And when you said the one and only, God is looking down right now going, absolutely. One is plenty.
Well, great stuff there for sure. And speaking of great stuff, Jamie, we just heard this awesome, awesome song of yours, The Window. Now, when it comes to the origins of this song, are there any stories or anecdotes behind it?
Actually, that is a song that when I was signed to Warner Brothers, that was a song that I had put on my record. And it was one of, I don't know, only a couple that I actually didn't write. So it was written by a couple friends of mine, Nicole Witt and Chris Wallen. And I just thought it was an amazing song. Just a killer song. So that's the origin of the song, really. And I'd heard of that story before, but obviously, no. They put it into a song. I just think it's just a It's an amazing song and amazingly well written as well.
And you did more than justice when it to this song for sure. And speaking now, you know, of possible upcoming albums or upcoming EPs, Jamie, will we be seeing any of that from you this year?
Funny you say that, Nick. I was just in the studio last Friday, and God, I hadn't been in there in a long time. So the answer to that is yes. Mm-hmm. And I'm diligently at work, just writing new songs and recording. And so my schedule is a little busy, but I'll be back in there again this week. And so, yeah, I'm excited about that as well. I actually redid a song that was on a previous record of mine, and it's just a killer song. So, it's one of those songs when, as a writer, you look and go, "Wow, you know, we got lucky that day," or however you want to put it. So, excited about it, and I don't know, you know, it probably won't be out for a while, but definitely excited about recording and getting back in there and doing what I do.
And we're definitely very excited about this new release indeed, and looking forward to when it will eventually come out. And of course, you know, folks out there don't know, but you and I actually finally met face to face over here in Italy, where you were playing a show. And I know, you know, this wasn't, of course, the first time you played over here, but what would you say you love most about Italy?
Wow. That's a hard question, Nick. I mean, it's a trip because, you know, different areas have different things. I'll just randomly say some things that are unique. And my girlfriend has a place up in the Friuli region, so I have come to really love that region for its white wine and Prosecco. The food is astounding. The people are great. And there is a place called Mondelli Stable, which is, I don't know, about an hour from Genoa. And it is full on cowboy. Like, it's a trip. It's kind of like the River Saloon, right? Where you walk in. Well, when I walk in, I'm like, whoa, where am I? Right? Because it's, you don't feel like you're in Italy. So, those things, I think, are, I just think it's extremely cool. And people's passion for country music over there is refreshing. It's really refreshing. So those are just the few things. So, you know, let alone, you know, just the history and all that stuff over there. And you know, we went skiing. You know, I've been in the Dolomites over there, just, you know, the Alps. And anyways, as you can tell, there ain't nothing I don't like about Italy. That's for sure. And I don't know, you know, my dad was a musician. So I grew up and I've been singing since I was three on stage with him, right? Like, not just singing on stage, three. And, you know, he was a full-time musician and traveled. So I grew up like that. And now it's just like, I just like to go where I haven't been. Right. And I've been lucky to, I haven't counted up all the countries I've been to, but not enough. Right. And so, long-winded answer, many, many things about Italy. And then last, but definitely not least, grappa.
I was waiting for that one. And you know that, and you mentioned the fact that you've had the chance to play multiple countries is a great segue into my next question, because is there a country you haven't played that you would like to play where your music has been particularly well received?
To be honest with you, it's hard to know where your music's been well received, because it's, you know, with the internet and everything, it's just everywhere, right? Streaming and YouTube and So, but kind of, yeah, to be, my cousin's wife is from Brazil. So she showed me some festivals they have down there. And I like to get down there and play as well. And I just, you know, I want to, I haven't played in Australia yet. I haven't, you know, Norway. And actually, tops on my list as we're talking about those, I have got to get to England. I don't know what it is. I mean, my ancestry came from the, where, but I had, you know, great, 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 great uncles that were actors, which is kind of trippy, right? Considering I ended up being a musician and singer and artist. And but I am dying to go over there. And I've got this fascination with castles where I have no idea where it came from. And Lord knows that there's a castle or two in England as well. As well as Italy, actually, you know, everywhere over there, right? Italy, France, England, Ireland. I've been to Ireland and was there for 10 days and did a media tour, and big fan of that as well. I mean, I've always said my mantra is, I love to go home, and I love to leave, and I love to go back home again, and I love to leave again. I don't like to stay in any one place too long.
And that's a beautiful sentiment indeed. And I will say, definitely, you know, when you get the chance, hopefully you'll get to play England, because it has a great country music scene, a very happening great country music scene indeed. So I think your music would go down really well over there, especially when it comes to your live shows, which, you know, I have now witnessed and I know they're great. And here's a curious question for you. What is the first thing you think about in the morning and the last thing you think about before you go to bed?
Usually my girlfriend. Did you catch that?
Yeah, I did.
Other than that, it's usually music, right? Like the last few nights especially, because I'm back here in Nashville at my place, and just I've had some song ideas just pop from out of nowhere. It is a trip, man, sometimes. And it's been that way, especially lately, how, like, unfortunately, this happened the other night and I didn't have anything to write it down with, or my phone wasn't near me, but I just started singing this melody and these lyrics and I don't know where they came from. And it was odd. But that's happened a few times to where it just ends up, you know, there's a couple different ways to write songs. And one is just to write, right? And see what comes out. And others are, you have a title and you go after it and write it that way. So, yeah. So it would be my girlfriend, and then it would be music. Those things.
And that's obviously, you know, two wonderful things indeed to have, but for sure, you know, music and a wonderful woman, you know, I think who could ask for more? And when it comes to this, you know, new year, I guess, because we're now only the third month of the year, 2024, what would you say are the objectives that you set yourself and that you'd like to see realized by the time the year is over?
It's to be done right there, Nick, right? And that is, well, no, people don't do that enough, right? And to be honest, I haven't put enough thought into that. Sometimes it's because I have so much going on. It's hard to, but I need to do that. And that is a great question and something I need to spend some time at. I will say there is we got a feature film in development right now. And it's about my life. It's basically based on me growing up, you know, around my dad. So it's based on a father-son relationship. And you know, I'm just very excited about it. It's been a long time coming, and you know, it could still be a long time coming. You just never know. It is the entertainment business, but I'm just excited about it. The director is this guy, Martin Gigi, and he's an old friend of mine. And he's just came off a uber successful movie. God, what was it called? It's escaping me right now. But you know, it was Clint Eastwood's production company, and so some great things going on there. So I'm excited to do that because, you know, the soundtrack is basically already written. Right now, I'll write new songs and see if we can't knock some other ones off of it. But, yeah, man. And my dad passed away, 4 years ago. So and he never got to where he wanted to be. Although you want to talk about somebody who lived life to the fullest. Woo-wee. My dad, you know, had a beard. It was bald head and beard down to his belly button. So a giant long beard. And he was a character. God broke the mold when they made him as well. So anyways, those are some things I'm excited about.
Well, I mean, it seems like it's going to be a great year for you indeed. And I'm sure that you're definitely making your father proud day in and day out for sure. And for those who want to stay up to date with everything you have going on, Jamie, you know, be it upcoming gigs or new music or, you know, this movie and what have you, where can we send these folks to?
You know, just the Facebook and Instagram and my website. My website's actually, we're currently updating that. I mean, you can still get on it, but we're currently updating that. So that's going to be cool as well. But those are the three places, basically. Fabulous. And it's all just Jamie Lee Thurston.
There you go. So very super easy to find. Well, folks, I guess you definitely know where to go for more Jamie Lee Thurston goodness. And speaking of Jamie Lee Thurston goodness, Jamie, we're going to be seeing you out here with another fantastic, fantastic song of yours, which is actually one of my personal favorites. And I know it's definitely a crowd pleaser indeed, which will be Giving Up Breathing. Now, when it comes to this song, any stories behind this one?
Yeah, I had dated this girl for quite a bit, and it didn't end up working out. And one night I had had, let's say a little bit to drink, and I was walking back into the kitchen to get another beer, and I was like, man, giving you up is like giving up breathing. And I stopped for a second and wrote that down. I then got together with my friend George Taran, and actually we wrote that in a day, right? Meaning in an afternoon. It doesn't always happen like that, but that one kind of poured out pretty fast. So yeah, and it was a very successful song for me. So that's kind of cool too, Nick. I don't spend a lot of time, you know, looking at myself and going, oh, you did this and you did that. And so when I do these interviews, it's kind of cool because I don't spend any time doing that. Right. And I should probably spend a little more time being thankful and looking back at the things that I have accomplished as to the things that I haven't accomplished yet. Right.
Indeed. Well, I mean, you know, you've certainly accomplished a lot. And we're definitely very thankful for what you have done. But I think, you know, you're definitely the kind of guy who doesn't look back, but always looks forward. Let's put it that way, right?
Yeah. You know, I suffer from depression too. So a lot of artists do, or a lot of creative people. And, you know, just for one of the best quotes I've ever heard is, if you think you can, or if you think you can't, you're right.
Well, words of wisdom indeed. Yeah. Sam, we definitely appreciate.
Well, I love to throw those out there so that people will think, because you can, right? Anybody can. You just have to believe it. So,
Well, pearls of wisdom from a man who definitely has done it and then some. Well, so we're going to be going into this awesome song. This will be Jamie Lee Thurston and Giving Up Breathing. Jamie, I want to once again thank you so, so much for your time. I truly appreciated it. And of course, I want to wish you continued success with your career and all the very best for 2024.
Nick, you're a good man, my friend. Thanks for having me on. And it was so great to spin around at the River Saloon and go, dude! So that was a trip, man, because you are a memorable dude. Let's just put it that way. So it was awesome. I knew exactly. As soon as you said it, I was like, bam, dude. All right. So I'm sure we'll run into you again. And thanks so much for having me, Nick. I sure do appreciate it, buddy.
Oh, the pleasure was certainly mine. Yes, it was definitely a night to remember, folks, which someday I might tell you listeners more about that evening, given the chance. But that said, we are going to go into this great song, Jamie Lee Thurston, Giving Up Breathing. Be sure to check him out if you have to do so. He is definitely worth your time. Here is Giving Up Breathing. You are tuned into the Whiskey and Cigarettes Show with your Italian DJ Nick. We'll be right back after this.
Keeps asking if I'm okay. I've been stuck in the same damn rut. Being with somebody else feels like cheating. Baby, giving you up is like giving up breathing. I could swear off nicotine, say goodbye to caffeine. No more alcohol, could live without it all. Thought it'd be the same the day I heard you say you're leaving. But baby, giving you up is like giving up breathing. So many things I do take me back to something we did. Like it.